Yo, it's Jey Uso from WWE.
And I'm Jimmy Uso.
Chumba Casino and WWE are hyped for the biggest event of the summer. SummerSlam.
I know, I can't wait.
There's nothing better to do while we're waiting.
Than playing Chumba Casino.
Sign up today and you could win a VIP experience.
With Chumba Casino and WWE for SummerSlam.
So what are you waiting for?
Play Chumba Casino and enter for your chance to win.
Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Oh, boy. He always seems to get involved, doesn't he?
I'm telling you, too many coconuts have hit him right on top of the skull.
Well, I think Anthony will be a great acquisition. He can do it all.
Avery, whose show is this?
And we're live. Welcome everybody here to the Lakers Lounge Podcast. I'm Anthony Irwin, joined on this fine Sunday night by you guys. To those of you who are watching this and not SNL 50, thank you. I am going to try to get out of here as quickly as I can to catch up on what I've missed. Because instead of tuning into that, I tuned into this nonsense that the NBA just put us all through. Today on the show, we're going to be talking about All-Star Weekend and how I think it was the worst one of all time when you consider everything that went into this thing. Giannis gave what I think is the actual solution to fixing the All-Star game. So we'll talk a little bit about that. Steph was not involved in the All-Star Saturday night festivities at all in what will probably be his final All-Star weekend in the Bay. That seems like a missed opportunity. Klay Thompson also not involved. Draymond was involved, but like of the people from the Warriors dynasty, I would say Draymond is like the least productive member of the trio. He ran Kevin Durant out of there and then punched Jordan Poole. So, like, I don't need much from him. And then also the All-Star game itself was one giant long circle jerk from TNT that reminded us, oh, yeah, that's right. That's why the NBA doesn't want you involved with the sport anymore. And it took ESPN sucking it, providing its own content. To keep that show alive. So we have a lot that we're going to get to here in a short amount of time. If there is time at the end of the show, I'll go ahead and answer some of the questions and comments from over the course of the streaming as well. But yeah, let's go ahead and get into it. Not much Lakers stuff. Dalton Connect participated in the All-Star game Sunday night. LeBron was a late scratch. Outside of that, no real Lakers participation that I can think of. So not too much Lakers stuff to talk about, but I do think like this was a solid reminder of everything that is wrong with the Adam Silver tenure to this point. So we got a dude named Jesser. We had Mr. Beast involved in the thing. Although I will say this, Mr. Beast, that like $100,000 competition thing was far and away the best thing on Sunday night. So I guess shouts to him. We had four teams competing in like three different half times in between each of the games Saturday or Sunday night. We had Saturday, we had Victor Wembanyama and Chris Paul get thrown out of the skills competition for not taking it for simultaneously not taking it seriously enough and somehow taking it like too seriously and not like attempting jumpers. You had a slam dunk contest that was won by Mac McClung, who I asked if he had ever had a dunk in the NBA. Turns out he dunked once for the Lakers and not much outside of that. He gets his three-peat or whatever, but it's like, I mean, if you're going to have Mac McClung continue to do this thing, you may as well trot out some professional dunkers that he can compete against because he's not an NBA player. So you had that take place. You had a three-point contest
that Tyler Hero one. And you had Steph Curry not participate in anything Saturday night. Sunday, you had TNT spend 3 hours patting itself on the back for all of the stuff that it has done, well, that it thinks it has done for the league, when, in my opinion, I think it has been, especially later in its tenure, far worse for the league than good. I thought Sunday night was like a perfect encapsulation of like why it is now actively bad for the league. And Jaylen Brown, like, it's like, get off the court as like Shaq and Kenny and like, you could have done like, I understand wanting to honor Ernie and Shaq and Kenny and Charles, like, that's fine. You want to honor them. Like, you could do it heading into the playoffs. You could do it in their final broadcast. You can do it like, all right, it's their final All-Star game potentially. So like, all right, you can do it before the festivities kick off or afterward, but in the middle of the game, like, it was a timeout. It was a timeout, and Kevin Hart brings everybody out there to be like, all right, guys, let's come on out here and stare at our stomach for 10 minutes. So that was super awkward. Again, let's go back to Saturday night, where the slam dunk contest featured zero starters. You had Andre Jackson, who barely plays for the Milwaukee Bucks. You had Mac McClung, who barely plays in the NBA at all. You have I can't really recall. Help me out if you guys are, but like, there was no NBA starters on the slam dunk contest. And it's like, the thing about NBA All-Star and the thing about All-Star competitions in general, star is right there in the word. Like, it's all stars. All of the events should have stars in them. Stephon Castle, he doesn't start because Chris Paul starts ahead of him. Thank you, Mixmaster Mike. It said like all stars Saturday night, all stars Sunday night. Like, and yet there was like not enough stars. And like, to this point, I've been kind of reticent to have NBA players who are far and away the best paid athletes in American professional sports on average. Pay them extra to get like the right players in the slam dunk contest. But at this point, it's like, I don't care. Put $2 million in cash on the scores table and have Ja go up against Anthony Edwards, who, by the way, didn't participate in any of Saturday or Sunday night either. He was a late scratch as well. Like I get earlier, LeBron was a late scratch. Giannis was a scratch, not late, but like he was like a reminder. Also, Giannis isn't going to be playing here tonight either. But like, there was just like, you look at the slam dunk contest, it was Stephon Castle, Andre Jackson, Mac McClung, and you, for all we care. And it was like, little backstory. Jen and I, for about like 16 years now, have been, because I'm not really a Valentine's Day guy. I don't really like celebrating it. I was raised in a family full of boys. My dad was not like really into it. So like, we never really took Valentine's Day very seriously at all. Jen, however, comes from a family where it was three girls and one guy in the house. And so they take Valentine's Day a lot more seriously. And like, the compromise that we basically made early on was like, I'm not really a Valentine's Day guy, but if like I'm down to celebrate the weekend. And Jen was like, well, all right, what if we start going to out for a really nice dinner, and then we go find someplace fun to go watch the Saturday night festivities? That was perfect. So we've been doing that for like 16 years now. And there have been some great moments, like the Zach LaVine and Aaron Gordon dunk contest. There have been some like otherworldly experiences, and you know, like that. We weren't together during the Vince Carter, we weren't together during that run, but we, Matas Bozelis. Yeah, thank you. But they had to Google it. Yeah. But like we 1 year, like, you know, in order to kind of convince her that like slam dunk contest was a cool thing to check out, like I literally just went on YouTube and just said, hey, let's just sit down and watch this. And we watched the Vince Carter, Jason Richardson final there. And so like this has been a part of our relationship now for, again, like 16 years. We've been together for 21 this year. And so like this year, we're like getting ready. We're sitting down. We found a spot at this cool little pizza place with a fun bar that served good wine too. And so like we're sitting there and we're like, we're posted up. And she's like, all right, so who are these people? I'm like, well, Stephon Castle is the best player of the bunch, but he comes off of the bench somewhat for political reasons. He probably should be starting over Chris Paul, but still, like, he's a good young player, but not like, you know, he's not a star. And then you had Bozelis, who is like a fun young player as well, but like, again, not a star. And then Mac McClung, I was trying to explain to her, like, yeah, this guy's won it for the last couple of years running, but like he literally just gets to practice dunking all year because he never plays. And then they had Andre Jackson, who's like, yeah, he is on the Milwaukee Bucks. And she's like, so wait, so none of these guys really like matter in terms of basketball? I was like, no, not really. Castle is the closest thing to that, but no, not really. And then we were watching the 3-point contest and she's like, wait, like Steph didn't do this. Why isn't Steph in it? And I was like, well, because the NBA was trying to negotiate with him and Sabrina to try to bring back that one-on-one competition that they had last year, which was really, really fun. And they weren't able to land those negotiations. And Steph was like planning on doing that. And hadn't really figured into the planning for the 3-point contest. And by the time they had figured out that that was not going anywhere, it was too late to add him to the 3-point contest. And now he's not going to do anything at all. And she's like, Jesus Christ. So like the Bay Area, like Golden State Warriors was like, you know, Splash Brothers was the whole thing. You could have had Clay, you could have had Steph, like, nope, not going to do it at all. And so like those guys don't participate in anything at all. Draymond does, but like, he's the least popular of the bunch. And yeah, like we have just watched this thing kind of steadily and consistently just slide into this current state where it is easily the worst of the all-star competitions anywhere in the four major sports. Hockey is doing this thing, this Four Nations thing that like I was watching the commercial for and I was getting like pumped for it. I don't even like hockey. I was like, Jesus, that looks like fun. That looks really cool. And hockey fans were like telling me, yeah, actually this was great. I was like, okay. So, and the NBA is now falling behind hockey with its thing. The NFL Pro Bowl used to be a complete joke because nobody wanted to play and get hurt in that for like decent reasons, because there's like legitimate hitting in Pro Bowl. So they were like, no, we'll do the flag football thing. Then we'll do these skills challenges. And that has become an actually fun event to tune into. So now football has that over the NFL as well. In baseball, the All-Star game is still a bit of a mess. But the home run contest, like they always have stars participating in the home run contest. And like, it's not like the slam dunk contest, which used to be, by the way, the centerpiece of All-Star weekend. Now they can't get like Shaedon Sharpe won't even do the stupid thing. And he's like a fringe starter. You know, it's just. I'm going to be really careful with the language that I use here, because some of it is loaded and I don't mean it with its loaded intentions, but NBA players, like the league itself is in a very dangerous place, because I would argue this is the least likable NBA players has ever been, have ever been. And this is like at a time where actually like NBA players, if you actually pay attention to the stories and them as people, like they can be really, you know, they can have really cool stories. They can have cool stories told about them, but like, they're just not interested in that at all. Everything that makes them interesting, they actually move really far away from, because they're so PR sensitized that like none of it feels very real at all. I've had a few friends go from covering the NBA to covering the WNBA, and they all say that like it's nice to cover actual human beings, because in the NBA they all take themselves far too seriously. Like in the WNBA, they just had in that unrivaled league, they had a one-on-one tournament, and you had somebody, a great player in Stewie, get shut out, and she was just like, "Yeah, shit, you know that happens." And it's just like, and the reason the NBA like stars won't do that is because they're all afraid that that could happen to them, and they like they're just like, no, we're not gonna, I'm not interested in actually competing, because if I compete and it doesn't go well, I might get memed online. And it's just like, and you know, so you have like you and like, I do think this has become a controversial opinion. I shared this opinion years ago, and it's become more and more popular over the years. But I do think that like up until LeBron, all of the NBA's stars, like superstars participated in the slam dunk contest, and the moment LeBron got into the league and they were like, "LeBron, do the slam dunk contest, please do the slam dunk contest. Are you, you're just not going to do it. All right. Year in, year out." It's like, is this the year? Is this year? Is this year? And he never did it. And that became kind of like the status quo. That doesn't mean that there weren't great superstars or there weren't great performances in the slam dunk contest. But like, basically if you were at like a certain level of superstar, you like were convinced by the practice of other superstars that like, yeah, I'm like too good a basketball player to participate in the slam dunk contest. And it's like the All Stars weekend misses actual superstars participating in the centerpiece event. And like, I don't know. LeBron's got to own that a little bit. Like he's got to wear that a little bit. And that's not to say it can't be fixed. It's not like I'm of the opinion, fuck it, screw it. Just do, put a bunch of money on the line. The next TV deal that kicks off after the season is for $73 trillion or whatever the number is. Just fork over some of the BRI into like some money there, or like, you know, Kia can sponsor the thing and put the money up front for that too. Like whatever it is, whatever it takes to get Ja out there, to get Anthony Edwards out there, to get any number of superstars who would be really fun to watch in that event, get them out there. At least make it so that like, all right, if you're going to participate in the slam dunk contest, you have to have started in more than half of your team's games that season. One time, you know, like just do anything so that the players who were actually watching in that Saturday night, we know who they are. Like it took Google for people who were tuning in. If you're tuning into this show right now, tonight, you are the hardest of hardcore fans when it comes to the Lakers and the NBA, right? Because you have the HBO's new show is back, or not, White Lotus is back Sunday, with it being Sunday night. You have SNL's weekend celebrating 50 years of SNL. Like there are so many other things you could be doing with your time, and you're tuned in here to watch to watch me whine about the slam dunk contest and the All-Star festivities. Like you are the hardest of hardcore fans, and somebody on here had to Google who Matelis Bocellis or Matas Bocellis is. in order to like make this worth their while. Remember who participated in the thing, you know, who won the 3-point contest. I happen to know because it was mentioned again over the course of this one. It was Tyler Hero, but does anybody actually care or remember? And he won it with I think he had one round. It was like 31 or something like that. Like it was just, it's not where the NBA needs to be. And you have Adam Silver bringing out Mr. Beast, and you have him bringing out some dude new Jesser. And he's trying to appeal to like these younger audiences. When the way that you appeal to younger audiences is to have cool shit happen in like small bite sized frames. So you could throw it on TikTok. You could throw it on YouTube Shorts, or you could throw it on Instagram Reels or Facebook Reels. Like, if you have somebody who is actually a superstar doing, by the way, I've seen the excuse of like, well, technically we've seen a lot of the dunks that some of these guys would do, and therefore that's what makes a slam dunk contest not as fun. Maybe, but like, if Mac McClung and Anthony Edwards do the exact same dunk, or even shit, if Anthony Edwards does a slightly worse dunk than Mac McClung, it's going to be endlessly more cool to watch Anthony Edwards do it, because the crowd is going to respond to the fact that there's an actual global superstar on the court in that moment. Like, that's how this shit works. All Stars Weekend. NBA All Stars. I feel like I'm losing my mind, because the NBA just doesn't seem to understand that a really key part to All Star Weekend is the stars. It's not NBA Role Player Weekend. It's not NBA Bench Warmer Weekend. It's not like, you know, people are like celebrating the fact that like Mac McClung has this like he completed the three-peat with the slam dunk contest. And that's cool. Like, the dude has made $312,000 off of his slam dunk contest. Like, that's cool for him specifically. That's cool for him specifically. That's awful for the league. Awful. Because now we're being reminded that, like, actually, there are significantly better dunkers out there than the stars. One of them is like a fringe NBA player, not a fringe rotation player, not a fringe starter. Mac McClung has like struggled to hold on to an actual NBA gig for his entire career. And he's going out there mollywopping the people he's competing against, because he doesn't have to do anything else. He doesn't have to focus on anything else for his professional life. Incredible athlete, really skilled guy, really fun dunks, all that stuff. All right. If we're gonna hand the thing over to the likes of Mac McClung, bring on professional dunkers who do like halftime shows and shit. And we can actually have like an all world slam dunk contest. But like, for as what the thing is supposed to accomplish is to remind people how cool NBA stars are. The NBA is a star driven league. That's what we keep on saying. The NBA is like, you know, championships are won by stars. The reason the Luka trade is so important is because the Lakers just stumbled upon their star for the next decade. Dallas handed over a star for the next decade. And like, the only people who don't seem to understand it are the people who are trying to do the planning for NBA All-Star Weekend. And it's just like, it's a terrible event. It's become a terrible event. It's so bad that I think the league is probably better off moving it out of the first week after the Super Bowl, because all this weekend did all this weekend accomplished was remind people why they probably don't like the NBA. You have a whole bunch of these like entitled stars who are just like, yeah, I mean, I could play hard or I could not play at all. What? I could play hard, or I could just like sit this one out. That's an option. Yeah, I guess, sure. Like, I don't think you have too many instances where, like, MLB stars are turning down the All-Star game. I don't think you have too many instances where, like, NFL players who are healthy and not part not participating in the Super Bowl turn down the Pro Bowl. Like, especially now that, like, all you got to do is show up to Vegas and fuck around for a little bit and you get a bonus. Like now though, you have NBA players who are like, yeah, I'm good. Like, we were wondering, hey, what happened with Anthony Edwards? Why didn't Anthony Edwards play? And John Krasinski of The Athletic had to be like, according to my sources, he strained his groin. All right. Sure. Why not? I totally believe that. Like, it's just what I think they should probably do, especially now that the trade deadline is right at the end of the NFL season. The next week of basketball games should highlight those teams that like make a flex schedule and try to put the teams that made trades at the trade deadline on national TV as often as you can coming out of the trade deadline, and then do All-Star weekend in the weekend between, you know, like right before the play-in. You know, or, and then give yourself like a nice week long break so the teams can get healthy before you get into the play, go into the playoffs, rather than like right now, as it exists, the teams that were in the play in, they go like back to back to back, boom. And then you're in a playoff series right away. Like, figure out a way to station the All-Star weekend in a place where it is not the first thing. Either fix it, actually fix it, or move it so that it's not the first thing people see coming out of the Super Bowl. Like, that can't be the first thing that people see coming out of the Super Bowl. This can't be the first national experience coming off of the Super Bowl. It can't. And like, yeah, I'm not even saying that the Pro Bowl is great, by the way. I'm not. Like, the Pro Bowl has been actively ass for a long time because it's an inherently dangerous sport. And most football players don't want to participate in the Pro Bowl because they don't want to put themselves at the risk of getting hurt, or haven't wanted to put themselves at the risk of getting hurt for the sake of some exhibition game. So you used to have players just like sit it out and not participate at all, even though they were healthy. And because like they were like, yeah, I'm not going across the middle where like John Lynch can light me up, you know, for no reason, for no benefit. Like, it's just, that's not like, I understand why NFL players wouldn't participate in that. But in this, like in the NBA, the fact that like NBA players are like, going into this game, yeah, I'm good. I'm all right. Not going to participate. That's insane. And that's basically what the slam dunk contest has been for the last, like, you know, 5 or so years. Like, hey, can you do like anything for this? Like, can we get any starters? This year is like, no, actually we can't. Like, Shaedon Sharpe turned down the slam dunk contest last year. He would have been incredible. Watch Shaedon Sharpe dunk. And like, they were like, yeah, I'm good. That's the closest that dude will ever get to an All-Star game. And he was like, yeah, I'm all right. Jaylen Brown finally did it. And he was like the best player to have done it in the last like decade or so. And like got no benefit out of it because like, Mac McClung is there, who never has to focus on anything other than dunking. So, I don't know. I wish this thing could be fixed. I wish this thing could get better, because when it's at its best, it is legitimately an incredible sports event. The Kobe Michael Jordan moments over the years, or when Kobe blocked LeBron's shot, or, you know, again, that Vince Carter slam dunk contest, or the Zach LaVine, Aaron Gordon slam dunk contest. Like, Zach LaVine was a borderline all-star. Eventually, I think, made an all-star game. I don't know if Aaron Gordon ever did, but he's come close. Like, the NBA has so many stars who are so capable of so many great things that, like, this shouldn't be as bad a product as it is. But this last weekend was the worst it's ever been. Far and away. And I spent a weird amount of time watching this shit and caring about this shit because it's all part of the health of the league. The thing about, like, sports stuff now is these tentpole events have to hit. They have to, especially over the course of an 82-game season. Like, the play-in tournament is really matters. The in-season tournament really matters now. And this All-Star weekend really matters now because those are the things that are going to kind of prop up the rest of the 10. You know, until you get to the playoffs, until you get to the finals and all that stuff. Like, it needs to be better. Like, they need to fix this. To all the people who are like, oh, just go ahead and scrap it. They cannot. They can't scrap All-Star weekend. It is not a possible solution or a practical solution. They need to figure this out, and they need to get the ratings better on these kinds of things because it props up the rest of a really long NBA season. That's why this shit matters. And like, Adam Silver is just sitting here stuck in neutral because he's like afraid to piss off the NBPA. Dude, you're the commissioner of the NBA. You speak for the owners. Like, the owners want this shit figured out. I guess governors want this shit figured out because it costs them money if this doesn't go very well. Like, it really says something that the NBA, at a time where everybody is fighting tooth and nail to get involved with professional sports, the NBA went to Netflix and they're like, hey, do you guys interested? Huh? What do you think? Do you want to sponsor the in-season tournament? And Netflix was like, nah, we'd rather do Jake Paul fights. Like, what? That's the NBA with some of the biggest stars on the planet. It was like, and Netflix was like, no, we're good. We tried doing the behind the scenes thing with LeBron and with all those guys, and it was really boring because it just winds up being a commercial. Those guys aren't actually all that interesting because they're going to scrub anything interesting from any of those moments. We're good. Hilariously, though, Giannis was asked before the game what he would do to make it more competitive, and he said exactly what it needs. They asked Giannis, hey, man, what do you think? Like, what can we do or what can be done to fix the All-Star game or get guys to compete a little bit more? And he was like, make it Team America versus Team World. It's right there. There's enough global stars at this point to make that game competitive. You even saw Draymond Green during the break yell out, go America, because Team OGs happen to be a little bit more domestic, and the team that they were playing against in the final there was a little bit more international. It's right there. I'm concerned that Team USA would probably get dog washed, but still, like I'd watch it. It would be fun and there would be pride. Like, I don't think it's a coincidence, by the way, that the most competitive game was the one between the Rising Stars and the, was it OGs? I think it was OGs. That was the only competitive one of all of the games played tonight. And it was because the OGs were like, we cannot lose to these guys. Like, it got down to the end of it, and Kyrie Irving was defending his ass off. He's like, we cannot lose to Dalton Connect. Can't happen. We cannot lose to these guys. And the end of that game was actually kind of fun because it was like, yeah, those, you know, the Team OGs was like, yeah, we really need to. And then we had like another really long break, another dumb concert that nobody actually really cares about. And then they started the next game, and the team that had the really long break in between the two games couldn't throw a pea in the ocean. And then you had another long break as TNT navel gazed for another 10, 15 minutes. And that game only was competitive right there at the end because the younger team, the international team, looked up and was like, oh, shoot, they're at 30? We're playing a 40? All right, we got to try. And we got like, we had a little bit of up and down basketball. And then, you know, the international side missed a few of its jumpers and the OGs made a few of theirs. And all of a sudden the game was over. And that game was never all that competitive. It was 11-1 and it never was really within 10 points from that point forward. So it's like, that was the event. That was a central event. And it just, if you basically do Team US and you announce it at the very onset of the season so that people know they are competing to play on that team for that opportunity to play, maybe, look, Jokic doesn't seem like he's going to take it very seriously no matter what, right? Maybe Luka doesn't take it very seriously either. I would tend to think that those guys would love to beat an American side, but like maybe those guys just don't seem to care at all. And that's a problem for the league, right? Because those are going to be two of the bigger stars here moving forward after LeBron and Steph retire. And that would suck if they never really take it very seriously. But I know Giannis will. And I know some of those American players would, especially if they start losing in that game. It's right there. But my like running theory is that the NBPA won't allow that because they don't actually want that game to be very competitive. They want the guys to just be able to show up, get their bonuses, make a couple dunks, shoot a couple threes and move on. Which again, like if that's how the NBPA feels about it, then like that's something that the governors and the NBPA need to figure out because it is not good for the league the way that the NBPA seems to look at this entire weekend. So yeah, I there's a lot going on here and they can't, like I keep seeing they need to scrap it, you know, like they cannot afford to scrap it. There are too many sponsors surrounding this thing. There are too many eyes that kind of flock towards this thing just to see maybe this is the year that they figure it out. But they can't scrap it. That is not an option. They need to figure it out. And it's probably going to take some bribes. It's probably going to take like it. I think some of these players need to be shamed a little bit more publicly for this stuff. Like the fact that John Morant, Ja, you're not even an all-star, man. Like, Ja, you're not even an all-star and you play in a really deep Western Conference. You know, if Ja did more slam dunk contests, there's probably a good chance, and he won them in the way that I know he would probably win them. If Ja participated in more slam dunk contests and won them, he would probably get more votes to make all-star games. But because it's the cool thing to do to turn them down, some of these guys are not getting the number of votes that they probably should be. But no, nobody looks at it that way because they don't want to lose. Ja doesn't want to go on there and lose. Ja and the rest of these guys don't want to do what Jaylen Brown did and compete and lose because they don't want to get jokes told about them online. And it's like, social media ruins everything, I guess. All right, I'm going to go ahead and dive on into some of the super comments here and then let everybody go out and enjoy the rest of their weekend. So let's start with the most important clip on the show. Stop watching! Brandon Oemeng writes, thoughts on Max becoming a future all-star? Still hurts. I guess watching him play well still hurts. It does. Like, what stings is that like last year was a completely wasted season. Like, we could have arrived where we are now last year. I think Max could have been maybe not this good last year, but he certainly could have shown more flashes if he had a more consistent role than he had last year. Do I think he could be an all-star? N- Max's path to becoming an all-star involves playing on a championship level team that goes on like a borderline dynastic run and gets in as like the third best player on that championship team. And that probably happens like 5-6 years from now. Like, if it's ever going to happen, we're still a ways away from it. I could maybe see it, but a lot has to go right for it to happen. Mixed Master Mike writes, what do you think about LeBron pulling out at the last minute? Look, not going to call him a liar. I don't know enough about the injury situation to say one way or another that like he was definitely injured and couldn't play or whatever. We know that he is always kind of dealing with like ankle foot issues and has been over the last couple of years since Solomon Hill dove at his ankle and he had that high ankle sprain. So like the foot, like I do think that he is probably dealing with some stuff or whatever. But I also think it's possible that he looked at the format and was like, so here, all right. I'm not saying that I'm such a high level basketball player or whatever, but like, when you play basketball at a certain level and then you go and you play against players who are not at that level, it increases the chances that you get hurt. And the last time that I really got hurt playing basketball, it was because I was playing in a game that like I probably shouldn't have been playing. And some dude who had no idea what he was doing stepped under me while I was landing and I fucked up my ankle, like to the point where it still hurts in some ways today. I probably should have gotten surgery on it when I got hurt. I didn't have the money to get surgery on it. And I do think it's possible that LeBron saw that there were these like rising star players who maybe wouldn't abide the unwritten rules of All-Star Weekend and would play maybe a little too hard, would maybe dive in the wrong moment or something like that. And he was like, I'm not putting myself at risk for that event. And like that wouldn't surprise me. I'm not saying that that is definitely what happened, but I do kind of think some of the guys made business decisions and were like, no. So, and I think that format really kind of hurt them in this regard where like, I don't think stars wanted to play on that stage against those players. And both things could be true at the same time, at the time too, by the way, where I do think that it's not a coincidence that that was the only competitive game because it took those players pushing the stars to make it a competitive game. And the other games that were stars against stars weren't as competitive because they don't necessarily push each other all that way. Again, speaking to those unwritten rules of All-Star Weekend, and I think it's really kind of too bad. So that's kind of what I think happened there. It's too bad because it needs to be pointed out, I don't think LeBron really participated much in last year's All-Star game. I do think like as he approached 40 and then crossed that threshold, he's kind of realized I only have so many minutes per season from here on out. And I'm not going to waste any of those minutes on an exhibition game, which for me, the Laker fan, I'm actually kind of torn over because that's the right position to take in terms of competition for the Lakers that year. But I don't necessarily think it's what's best for the league. Marley Villasenor writes, LeBron never doing the dunk contest made it okay for stars to sit out. Blake and Dwight are the exceptions. Seems like Ja and Giannis may compete in 2026. I don't know. I'll believe it when I see it. I'm not holding my breath to see stars go out there and do it. But it is, I think, going to take some star to come along. Like, I'm actually really excited that Wemby, Victor Wembanyama, seems to like genuinely want to go out there and compete in these all-star games. And maybe he also does a slam dunk contest. Maybe he also does a three-point contest, because the guy seems to genuinely love competing. But I do think it's going to take like a face of the NBA type talent to change the approach to these events and kind of undo some of the damage this previous generation has done. This is, I think, where we really miss Kobe, because I don't think Kobe would just sit idly by and not say anything about the NBA's stars not caring about All-Star Weekend. The trophy is literally named after Kobe. The NBA All-Star Game MVP is named after Kobe at this point. It's because he used to literally piss off some of his, fellow players from his generation. He used to piss off some of the guys he was competing against because of how hard he went in those games. And when he was asked about it after those games, like, hey, some of the guys, seems like you're ruffling some feathers with how hard you're playing in some of these games. And he would say, like, I don't care. If those guys don't want to compete, then I'm going to make them all I'm going to make them look all the dumber for not competing. And I think if Kobe was still here pushing this, you know, prior generation and then the next generation also to say, like, you guys have to play hard in this tent pole event. You guys have to participate in this tent pole event. Like, I remember how, like, Kobe, there was a game against LeBron. There was an all-star game against LeBron where Kobe's like screaming at LeBron, come on, let's go compete. Let's go. And it was like one of my favorite Kobe moments of all time, because he's always recognized and Kobe always recognized the value in showing to fans that you genuinely care about this thing that they do too. And without him there, I don't know if enough fan or players genuinely care about this thing. And again, like, scrapping it just isn't an option. Marley writes again, also, even as a Lakers fan, Bron flaking last minute rubbed me the wrong way. As a player, could have replaced them. I bet he knew for days he wouldn't play. So there's two ways that you can read the situation. One is that he genuinely wanted to play, gave it a go this morning, and then was like, it's just not going to happen. I'm sorry. And then the other, in that viewing of how it all played out, it would show that, like, LeBron really wanted to play, and you're giving him the benefit of the doubt there. Because he didn't really play much in last year's game either, it makes me kind of question whether he ever really wanted to play. And I just talked about, like, not wanting to compete or play with guys who don't necessarily know what they're doing or supposed to be doing on that stage. LeBron has had some cool all-star moments, but I don't think he's ever really cared about that thing very much. And then, like, the other viewing of it is, like, kind of what Marley is talking about, where, you know, maybe LeBron looked at the event and how it looked like it might play out and was just like, and then also the NBA on one hand telling its players, like Adam Silver pulling its players aside and being like, hey guys, I really need you to compete. Please compete this year. Please take it more seriously than you did last year. And they're like, okay, fine, we'll do it. And then, like, as Adam Silver's like walking out of the room, by the way, TNT brought Kevin Hart on there to roast you guys while you guys are playing. Bye. You know, like, and I'm sure, like, LeBron was like, what? Are we taking it seriously or are we not? And if at that moment he was like, I'm good. I'm going to have to play against these rising stars who aren't going to play the game in the way that is safe for all of us potentially. And on top of it, we're going to be sitting there being made fun of by Kevin Hart. Like, That's what we're doing. That's your fix to all of this, Adam Silver? No, I'm good. I'm good. I'll play when you're fired, Adam Silver, and we get somebody in your spot who actually knows what he's doing to try to fix this thing. I can't believe I'm sitting here saying I miss freaking David Stern. I can't believe it. Unbelievable. All right. It's not even that I'm like go, because I see like Anthony going in on Braun. I'm saying I can understand where LeBron is coming from, where he's like, wait, I'm playing against Dalton Connect in this game. We just traded him. Like I don't need to play against that guy in an all-star game. And you're telling me to take it more seriously, and you're still and you're trotting out Kevin Hart to make it more of a sideshow? Nah, I'm good. My ankle hurts. I'm going to focus on getting better. And by the way, he can also be just focused on getting better and being healthy for the second half of the season. The Lakers have a shit ton of stuff that they have to go right in order to compete for a championship this year. And if LeBron isn't 100%, their chances of competing for a championship fall off of a cliff. So he probably genuinely sees a path to winning a championship, either this next or the season after that. And he's like, play in a sideshow in front of Kevin Hart or compete for a championship. Tough one, man. Tough one, Adam. This is a toughie, you know, like. I don't think LeBron made the wrong decision if that's how he went about it. And again, altogether possible, he's just hurt. That is 100% a viable thing. Occam's razor would indicate that he was just hurt and he wasn't able to play because he was actually hurt. If that's the case, okay. Simple as that. But also, like, if he did decide, you know, now I'm not interested in doing this given the direction that this has been going in over the course of my career. And I'm also like, I kind of get that too. But I, you know, all that said, like, this is a nuanced subject. I do think he's been part of the problem as this thing has become less and less and less popular. So it can be whatever it is, but one thing's for sure. And this is the one thing I want to leave you guys with the understanding of is like the NBA can't just be like, well, shoot, can't figure this one out. Just going to scrap it. Like, that is not an option. They need to figure this out. And what's so annoying is that, like, they have invested resources in stuff to try to improve other stuff. The whole in-season tournament thing is millions and millions of dollars that have gone into executing this thing to get people more interested in pre-Christmas basketball. You know, like, they know that, like, there are aspects of the season that they have to get fans interested or reinvested into. And like this whole All-Star weekend kind of falling by the wayside as the NBA invests in the in-season tournament or the play-in tournament and all that stuff, you know, would indicate that, like, hey, you're willing to fix those things. Can you also fix this? Can you also invest the resources that it takes to fix this? Because without those resources, and as it continues to exist like this, it's just going to be a weekend that everybody takes a vacation for. And that is not what the NBA can have. All right. I am going to call it here and go try to catch up on the SNL stuff that I have missed. So until then, and until the next time you guys hear from me, which should be tomorrow with a guest, I'm Anthony Irwin saying have a great rest of your day, make somebody else's, and I'll talk to you then. Good morning, everybody.